Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death of a Typographer by Nick Gadd, published by Arcadia in 2019. Today's book is all about murder, conspiracies, and fonts. The printer is found dead in his Melbourne studio, and the police call in Martin Kern to view the scene. Martin is a typographer with a special sensitivity to fonts, and he is an expert witness for any typographical crime. Martin knows the dead man, someone who's resisted digital technology, favouring the old techniques of printing. Martin also notices that the body is positioned in the shape of an X. While the police dismiss Martin's theories, at the scene he meets Lucy, an ambitious journalist. Lucy is keen to follow up on Martin's hunch, and together they begin to delve into the final days of the dead printer, including following up on his last visitors, a rich socialite, the founder of a successful and influential brand empire, and an unknown dishevelled man. Their investigations all lead to an enigmatic Dutch design genius, Peter von Vloegstraten, who disappeared in the 1970s. When he went missing, Vloegstraten was seeking out the perfect font, and typography lovers and Vloegstraten devotees across the world are convinced that he's still alive and travelling the world, leaving the odd letter and clue in the strangest of places. Is Vloegstraten in Melbourne? How is he connected to the dead printer? And when more murders occur, can Martin and Lucy find the killer and convince the police and stop more deaths? Death of a Typographer is a witty, unique mystery novel about fonts. Before reading this book, I had some appreciation of the beauty of certain typographies, but through Martin's eyes, he shows the elegance and emotional resonance of serifs and sans serifs, and the pain of an ugly font. The story is told through Martin and Lucy's investigation, as well as flashbacks from across the world, following the mysterious Vloegstraten and the people he touches in 1970s Amsterdam, Nepal, Peru, London, and Naples. This is a story of art, obsession, and beauty, and also revenge, manipulation, jealousy, and those who want to profit off other people's artwork. Martin is a curious character, a man who has to divert his travels through the city to avoid certain buildings with terrible signs that he can't stomach. But he's also ignored his own artistic urges in recent years, focusing on designing for others rather than creating his own original work. In Melbourne, Martin and Lucy wander the familiar streets and explore the niche world of font makers and obsessives, including secret societies, a pub frequented by the printing industry, and a specialist noir-style font private investigator. Along with the intriguing world of fonts and art, Death of a Typographer is also a murder mystery with all the requisite twists and turns to solve the murders. This book is also beautifully presented, with each chapter containing a different font, and with a short description of each style at the end of the book. So if you like global mysteries, design obsessives, fonts, murder, and humour, you might like Death of a Typographer by Nick Gadd. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.